想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 本周呢，我们来讨论一个非常实用但是又比较三俗的话题。怎么说？去上厕所，尤其是上大号。
Right, so the question here that we're trying to address is not necessarily, you know, about going to the bathroom, but we're going to be looking at how to say, I need to poop. Now, so the thing is, I mean, there are many different ways in English, lots, usually slang, but you have to remember that usually most of this slang is not going to be used in what we would call polite company. A lot of the slang it's considered to be quite vulgar. Usually, you know, younger men tend to use many of these phrases. That's a bit of a disclaimer, first of all, because you don't necessarily just want to be going around using these words in front of people, especially that you don't know very well. But at the same time, they are interesting, bits of culture.
这个声明还是蛮必要的。很多关于上大号的说法其实都是在英语中属于俚语的说法，大家听就听了，千万不要在比较正式的场合随便用出来。
Exactly. So first I want to take a look at one of the most simple is, you know, going number two, right? In English we say, you know, going pee is number one and going poop is number two.
Yeah, this actually has a direct Chinese translation. We say the same thing. 上一号，上二号。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But also you can also say that you have to drop a deuce. And deuce, I'm not quite sure where that word comes from, but it also means two. So drop a deuce would be the same thing as saying, I need to go number two.
Drop a deuce 也可以是二号，上大号的意思。
Right. And then, of course, there is take a dump, right? So drop a deuce.Take a dump, drop the kids off at the pool. So we can say that in English, there's a lot of dropping kind of imagery there.
这个动词听上去不是很雅观，但是我有一个问题， drop the kids off at the pool. Does that mean that you're going or
right.
your kids are going?
No, so the point is that the toilet bowl is the pool、
uh-huh.
and the poop.The turds、
oh,
are the kids.
The kid. Oh,
and sometimes people say drop the Cosby kids off at the pool, right? So Bill Cosby, his TV show, he had, I think, four or five kids in that show, and they're all black, and usually, you know, poop is brown, so Cosby kids.
Okay, a little bit politically incorrect.
Slightly politically incorrect, but I don't think anyone would have that big of a deal with it.Looking at some more interesting ones that I wasn't familiar with before we were preparing for this show, download a brown load.
Download a brown load. I don't know how to translate that. Anything brown doesn't bode very well for
me. Yeah, exactly. So, and then here, this is an interesting one. So, this is one of the, a phrase from one of the Austin Power movies. One of the characters, he says, I've got a turtle head poking out.Turtle head poking out. But more commonly, people say, I'm prairie dogging. And so a prairie dog is a type of rodent that lives on the plains, the American plains in the Midwest. And it's a type of rodent that it digs holes and then it pops its head out a little bit and then retreats back down if it senses danger.
Prairie dog 就是草原鼠。
So I'm prairie dogging. It just means that you really, really have to go. Like it's going to be, it's almost impossible to actually keep it under control, you might say.
Okay.
Now here's a really funny one. Again, very, very cultural. I have to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, right? So the Super Bowl is the championship of American football, of the NFL. Now, the Cleveland Browns are a notoriously bad team. And so it's funny, obviously, because they're called the Browns and poop is brown, but also because the Browns never go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I see. So taking the Browns to the Super Bowl...可不是带克利夫兰布朗队去超级碗比赛，而是上大号的意思。
Exactly.
Okay.
And last but not least, this one is actually one of my favorites because it is just so amazingly descriptive. I have to pinch a loaf.
Pinch a loaf. I've actually heard of that as well.Is it really a vulgar way of saying it? Can somebody use it without causing trouble?
Like I said before, this isn't about necessarily, you know, vulgar or using bad words or anything like that. But you wouldn't use these phrases in polite company. Like if you've just met someone, more than likely...Using these words and phrases will not score you any points, if you will. It won't score you any brownie points. Instead, people might think that maybe you're a little bit rude or, you know, perhaps you don't understand what to say in the right context. And so, in general, the best rule to follow is that if you want to tell someone that you need to use the bathroom, Just say you need to use the bathroom. You don't need to tell them that you need to go poop or you need to go pee. Just say, I need to go use the bathroom.
That's right. And that's probably the safest and the best way of describing the situation.
Exactly. But then again, if you're hanging out with someone like me and you really have to poop, well, you can just say, you know, John, I got to go take a dump.
Okay. And that's all for Word of the Week on Roundtable.